This is two lines before that the lines start getting wide. We hear on Daf Chav Zayin Amad Aleph Amachloikis Tanoim, Amachloikis Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish and Rabbi Elezer. We hear on Daf Chav Zayin Amad Aleph Heyed Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish Lifnei Rabbi Elezer Shel Beis Abba Hoyu Loikhin Tzir Bekesef Maiser Sheini. The Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish said that they used to purchase with mois maiser sheini, they used to purchase fish brine. Omaloi, and Rabbi Lezer disagreed with him. Shema loi shamata ukshekirvei dogim murovim behem. The brine alone, which consists of the fats of the fish plus water and salt, so Rabbi Lezer holds, you cannot purchase this with mois maiser sheini. Can only purchase tzir if there is kirvei dogim murovim behem. If the insides of the dogim are also mu'uriv in this brine, then you can purchase it with mois maiser sheini. But tzir alone, he holds it's also. So the Gemara says, b'maikom miflegi Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish v'Rabbi Lezer. That it is according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish, tzir is muta. According to Rabbi Lezer, you need kirvei dogim. But al kaponim, according to both of these tanoim, one is permitted to purchase dogim with mois maiser sheini. Vahani tanoi de lekamot. Later we're going to have tanoim that hold that you can't even buy dogim with mois maiser sheini. So we have here a three-way machloikis. So the Gemara asks, what is the machloikis? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish v'Rabbi Elezer dorshi ribuyei umiyuti. They darshin ribuyei umiyut. Vahanit, so me may live, they darshin ribuyei umiyut. So dogim is ichamuta. And there's a machloikis, what's the din with tzir, or if tzir is mutter? Vahani tanoi, the other tanoi, which the Gemara will bring soon, that hold you're not even permitted to purchase dogim with kesef, with mois maiser sheini, dorshi kloli uproti. Now the Gemara is going to elaborate. Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish v'Rabbi Elezer dorshi ribuy umiyuti. They darshin ribuy umiyuti. Benosato hakesef b'chol asher taven avshecha. So this is a riboy. Ribo. This is a riboy. B'chol asher taven avshecha. Ba'boker uvatzoin uvayayin uvashecha miyut. So you have a riboy in a miyut. Uvachol asher tishalcha navshecha chozar v'ribo. Ribo umiyut v'ribo ribo hakol. It's kedai to tell over, the Ritva explains as follows. He brings a Rashi in a few places in Shas. Rashi says, a ribui and a miut. If it would say a ribui and a miut alone, we would be marbe ke'en hamiut. That what we hold, klal prato klal, is eina bechlal alamashe beprat, ela ke'ena prat. So the mandiyamo dashens ribu yomiyut, that's ribu yomiyut. The first ribu is marbe, and the miyut is memayit ke'en hamiyut. That's a ribu yomiyut. The ribu hasheini, now you have a second ribu, bo le rabis kol mai deloy osi bechlal prato klal. So memayle, that is pshat of the second ribu. The ribu is, that means if there wouldn't be the second ribuy, it would be ke'en hamiyut. Now that you have a ribuy, you're marbe everything. So what do you do now? So now with this miyut, you're memayit the dovor hagarua b'yoyser that was nisrabe from the ribuy basra. That is how ribuy umiyut works. So memeila, so the shaila is, what was the dover hagarua b'yoyser ashatishalcho navshecha, b'chel ashatishalcho navshecha. That's the ribuy basra, and that was marb everything. Now you have to be memayit one thing from this ribuy. Chaza v'ribo. Ribo umiyet v'ribo, ribo hakol. My Rabbi, Rabbi kol mili, you amount everything. Umay miyet, l'Rabbi Lezer, miyet tzir. According to Rabbi Lezer, that was what the ribui basre was marbe. That means we had boker, tzoyin, yayin, v'sheichel. So we had episodav zayin, so in the, could be you have balechayim, you have tzir dogim was nisrabe from the ribui basre. So now you have to be memayit what the ribu, the dovo hagerua from the ribui basre. So according to Rabbi Lezer, you memayit tzir dogim because tzir dogim only has shumne the dog. It's only the shamnunis of the dog. So that's nismayit. Kirvei dogim, that already, that is nichlal on the ribui. Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish miyit mayim umelach. Fakert, without the miyut, I'd be mar b'mikol b'chol asher tishalcho nafshecho, as long as it has a shame mozoin. So mayim hamu'urev b'melach also has a shame mozoin. Because it's dvorim amalaftim as a pas, you dip the pas into mayim umelach. So that was the dovo hagerua yoisa that was nisrabe from the ribui basre. Now I have a miyut, so the miyut is memayit mayim umelach, but tzir that has shumne the dog, that lemaise is kosher to buy with mois maise. That is these two tanoim. Vahani tanoi, and the other tanoim who hold that dogim. You cannot purchase dogim with mois maiser, dorshi kloli uproti. They darshin a klalu prat. The sanye vinosato a kesev b'chila sherta v'namshecho klal. Baboko v'tzoyne v'yayne v'sheche prat. Ubochela shetishol chanav shecho chozar v'klal. Klal uprat uklal yatadon elo ki eina prat. Now the Ritva explains what is the lumbus of, what are the mechanics of a klal prat uklal. So the Ritva explains a prat, the taich prat is a meloshin mefaret umefaresh. That means as follows. If you have a klal, prat or klal, we have to know, is a combination of two stiridike limudim. A klal, prat or klal is a klal or prat, and it's a prat or klal. And you put them both together, you get a klal, prat or klal. But let's start explaining. A klal or prat, so the prat is meforesh, is mefaret, what is nichlal in the klal? It's a geder nilmat sosum min hamefoirish. It says v'nasata kesef b'chel asher tav v'nafshech. That's a klal. But now I'm a farish. What? It's not b'boker v'tzoyne v'yayne v'sheche. So a klal uprat is ein b'chlal alamashe b'frat. I'm a farish. What the kol asher tav v'nafshech meant. A prat u klal, so ein bechlal ala mashe beprat. That's a klal u prat. A prat u klal, so your marbe, it's klal moisif ala prat. So there it's marbe kol hadoime le prat, not only the prat, kol hadoime le prat, afilu bechat tzat. Afilu there's one tzat dimyan. To what you want to be marbe, so that's the din prat or klal, klal moisif ala prat. So you marbe everything if it's doime bechatzad to the prat. A klal, prat or klal is a combination. Mitzadechot it's a klal or prat, that ain bechlal ala mashe beprat, and mitzad acher it's a prat or klal that the klal moisif ala prat, so we end up with kein a prat. How much ka'ina prat it has to be, that's what we're going to see in our sugya later. Al koponim, that is the lomdes of a klal prato klal. So, memelo, so the Gemara darshined as follows. Ma ha prat mefoirish pri mi pri v'gidulei karkem. The prat, boker, tzoin yayim v'sheicho, is pri mi pri. This pri admoscho, this pri behemtecho. But these are all peiris. So it's a pri mi pri v'gidulei karkem. A behem is also gidulei karke. It's nizayim from the dvorim hatzayim chemina karke. Af kol pri mi pri v'gidulei karke. That's one bereise. V'san yeidach, we learned a second bereise. Ma ha-prat mefoirish vlad vlodoi sa'oretz. Af kol vlad vlodoi sa'oretz. May binayu, omer abaye, dobgim ike binayu. Let us see Rashi. Bamaika miflagi Rabbi Yehuda ve Rabbi Elezer. The omer tavayu, dogim nikochim, ube tzir ude pligi. There's only machlokes if you can purchase tzir dogim. Vahani tanoi de lekamon de doshi primi privi gedule karko vlad vlodis oretz. Vetavayu mimaiti dogim. That's maskonis agmore. Vacholsh kein tzir. Hachi gassin, el rabbe leza miyitzir, rabbi yudha miyit maima melach. The lab tzir, that is not tzir, tzir yamarbe. Hachi gassin, the sign even the sata kesa pri mi pri, egel noilat mi imoy. The chen tse, banovim mi chalcanim, she zoyrim ha chalcanim, begidule karke, she kulon nizoynim, o gedele min ha karke. Vlad, vloda isa oretz, and the second Tana said you need another Tanai. Shenivru min ha'oretz b'maisei bereishis. Toitzei ha'oretz. So all these that were created, bokar tzoin, was toitzei ha'oretz. Dogim is yishretzu ha'mayim. This is not v'lodeis ha'oretz. So the Gemara wanted to say, my benayu. So what is the difference of yudarshan v'lodeis ha'oretz? Or if you darshan primi privi gidule karke, it may benayu, omar abayu, dogim ike benayu. Nafkemino will be dogim. Laman diyoma primi privi gidule karke, hani dogim gidule karke ninu. So dogim are also gidule karke ninu. Zogt Rashi, gidule karke ninu, kesovar shahadogim nizoynim min hakarke. The nizoyn min hakarke. Lamanda Oma Vlad Vlodisa Oritz, but there's another Tnai. It has to be Daime. To Vlodisa Oritz, Taitse Oritz, you look how the first creation was. And then Dogim Imayev, Dogim were created from my. So Memele, so Abaya wanted to say that the Machloikis, these two man the yomrim is if you need gedulei karke, so dogim falls into the category of gedulim karke. It's nizoynim in a karke. If you need vlodei saoret, so dogim one is might. Frag de gemore umi omar abaye dogim gedulei karke nino. Did abaye then say dogim is gedulei karke? For omar abaye. Ochal putisa loike arbe. Abaye said if a person ate putisa, he gets four times malchus. Zukt Rashi, putisa sheretz hamayim cotton. It's a small sheretz, she'ein boi kezayis. Vafilu hochi, kiven de beryehu, since this is a berye, achilahi. So it also has echshivis achila. Veloike dalid malchus. And he gets four times malchus. Agavulcha Rashi in Makis says, Mesechtas Makis says, Ochal putisa, so Rashi says, Bola putisa, he swallowed it. So there the Mephoshim say that Chitas Rashi is, since the chiv is alzberye, so when you, if you chew it up in your mouth, so you're not swallowing a berye. The chiv is bishas blie. And if I'm beleya, I chewed up, I chewed up a tisa, so that's not a berya anymore. So therefore Rashi says bola. That's why Rashi says bola. That's what others want to say. I once wanted to say that in this din, the Trumas Hadeshen is Chaylik on Rashi. Why? Which Trumas Hadeshen? The Trumas Hadeshen has a suffix if a person, we see this achshivas of a berye. That even though like this you have to eat a kezayis, but a berye, I feel less than a kezayis. So the Trumas Hadeshen has a suffix, what'll be the din if you have a berye of morer, if you'll be yotze, a suffix in Trumas Hadeshen. So I was morer, by morer the loch is bola morer lo yotze. In order to, by the mitzvah of morer, you have to chew the morer, because if you swallow the morer, so lo toim ta morer. So how could the Trumas Hadeshen have a suffix? That you could be yoitza with a berya of morer, even though it's not a kezayis, you can't swallow a morer, you have to chew it. So there's no such echetimtze to have a berya of morer. That medach with the Trumas Hadeshen, that if it was put in his mouth, it was a berya, so the achila does not make it a berya. Aval kaponim, this seems a machlokes Rashi in the Trumas Hadeshen. So this is a shechet's cotton and lemaise yechayev veloike dalet malkis. Let's learn Rashi the way it says by us. It's not so complicated. B'sheretz amayim ksiv b'toyres koyinim al teshaksas nafshei seichem b'chol asheretz asheretz. One love. V'loisetamu behem, a second love. Harei kan shnayim. And this love, the kolol ben ben sheretz oz ben sheretz amayim. The Torah did not specify what kind of a sheretz we're speaking about. Any sheretz. O mishum ibsorim lo yisaychelu, mishum b'chol ha-she'en lo yisnapi v'kaskesis lo yisaychelu, which is speaking about a sheretz amayim. So there's another two lavim. So therefore, ochel potise lo yike arbe. Nemolo, a person eats a nemolo, lo yike chomesh. Nemolo shu sheretz ha'oretz loike hei. There's five malkis. Tarti hoda mor. We had already two parve lavin al teshaktsum loisetamu. Shu sheretz also like tarti hoda mor. B'chol hoylech al gochein l'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz ha'oretz loisoichlum arei gimul. B'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz ha'lot sheketsu loyeyochel arei dalet. Loisetamu znam shusechem b'chol ha'sheretz ha'roimis ha'oretz arei hei. Kulon beparshas vayi b'yayim hashmini. So memele, that's the five malkas on the mola. Tzira, if a person eats a wasp or a hornet, loike sheish. Tzira loike sheish, zukt Rashi, shehi sheretz ha'oif, v'loki b'chol hani chamishe. So Rashi in Psochim says it is also considered sheretz ha'oretz. So memele, so it's sheretz ha'oretz. So we have already the five of an amola. Moisef olav v'chol sheretz ha'oif tomeihu lo yeyochol b'mishnetay. So that's the sixth law. Frekt Rashi, I have a seventh law. V'hai d'chsiv b'gdoishim tiyu. V'loises shaksu esnam sheiseichem b'beheim o'ba'oif. There's a seventh law, like shaksu by oif. V'chol asher tirmois. So the v'chol asher tirmois l'chayre is koilu v'chol asher tirmois. Which is the tishrotzim. So as I have now another law, l'choshiv lay. The bebehema v'chaye v'oif g'day le'mishtoi v'loi b'shrotzim l'ksiv bohu sheretz. So Rashi says, sirmois, this is Rashi's shita, sirmois goes on large animals. Boy, sirmois kol chay soyoa. So we're speaking about chay soyoa. It's not a loshen sheretz, l'ksiv bohu sheretz. Sheretz. Loshin sheretz davu shehu nod ba'oretz ve'einai nira ala yedei shirutzoi v'richushoi mibnei koitnoi. It's a very small creature and it's only recognizable through the sheretz, how it moves. So that's why it gets a shame sheretz. You can recognize it by noticing the moving. Abol silmois is not a loshin sheretz. So memele, so that is speaking about large chayes. Yeah. Zogt the Gemara. So what is the kasha? So the kasha is, the imisa, let's get back to the Gemara. So Abai himself said that what ochel putise loika arbe, and if you will say that Abaye holds that dogim are gidulei karke v'miso putise nami lilki mishum asheretz asheretz alohoretz. So trashi v'miso the dogim gidulei karke ninu putise nami lilki mishum sheretz alohoretz. So it seems how the Gemara knew this Vesach Nish, but the Gemara understood, and that's how the Ritva explains also, Sheretz or Oretz does not mean Sheretz Shrotzim. Like when we hear the Pasuk is, V'chol Hoylech Al Gochem V'chol Sheretz HaShoyretz Al Ha'oretz. V'chol Sheretz HaShoyretz Al Ha'oretz. So L'chayre, L'chayre Sheretz HaShoyretz Al Ha'oretz does not mean Dogim. Afilo the Gedulei Karke, or that the Nizoinim Min HaKarke, whatever, however it is, if they eat the foliage underneath the kakoi sayam, I don't know what the gedulei karke is, but it's l'chayre, it's not shoyreitz al ha'oretz. But the Gemara seems to hold that if they're considered gedulei karke, they're called shoyreitz al ha'oretz. Exactly why, steich nicht, aber das steht in the Gemara. V'misa de dogim gedulei karke ninu, betise nami lilke mishum sheretz ha'oretz. Goras, that's the Gilsa. Like Goras, Lilki, hey. Not the Gemara asks you should be like a five. The Sheva boiler milky. If it's Sheretz, a Sheretz, a Loretz, a Petisa, it should be like a Sheva. Chomesh, the Sheretz, a Oretz, which is two parva ones and three of Oretz, Ushtaim, the Sheretz, a Mayim. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara's Kasha is, how could Abaye say? How could Abaye say that there's a machloikis tanoim? If dogim are gidulei karke, Abaye himself zicha holds that dogim are not gidulei karke. Because we see Abaye says, ochel patisa loike arbe, and if dogim would be gidulei karke, so it shouldn't be loike arbe, it should be loike shep. That is the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara is choyzer from this, that dogim are zicha not gidulei karke. Dort am Eichet verstehen, what the two Tzdodim are, why they are called Gedulei Karke, why they're not called Gedulei Karke. I mean, it seems that they're Nizin from Gedulei Karke. I mean, this, it seems that's a Metzius. Could be, but Roiv of the Mozain of Dogim is not Gedulei Karke. So that was the Shaila. Mestama Roiv of the Mozain, they eat insects, other fish. Mestama, that's the brunt of the Mozain. So Mela could be a bayel, but they eat a chelik of the mozin, sometimes gedulei karke. Could be that's the pilpul in the Gemara. If that's sufficient to consider them gedulei karke, yes or no. But al kaponim, the Gemara, because of this kashem, is chayzer from this pshat, that we shouldn't say that the machloikis of the tanoim is if he can purchase dogim. There's one tanda that holds he can purchase dogim because dogim is zicha can purchase. Since you need gedulei karka libi de kulama, dogim is not gedulei karka. Before we go further, let us see Tosfos. Tzira loike sheish. Perish bekuntres. Dahod achsiv bekdoishim leise shaktsu. Ubachol asher tirmois adomo. So there's another lav on tirmois. Begdoilem ishtoi. The loik siv sheretz. Doesn't say sheretz. Silmois is chaisayor, big animals, not sheretz. Because the beperik dalet misois darshinen uvachol chaya haroi meses zen nochosh. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Mashme de remise nami havidova horoichish, kamei nocha shahilech al gechoinai. Rashi says the loshen sirmois pasnish by something was krir. Remis is only by large animals. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says chaya remesis is going on a nochosh. Kamei nocha shahilech al gechoinai. Other achronim answer, and the Ritva asks it on the Akashan Tosfos, he says, if you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara learned that this pasuk is speaking about the nachash kaidim shen iskalo. The Gemara says klo like that. So kaidim shen iskalo, he was taken by sirma iskol chai seyoa. He had raglayim. So memela, so bechlal, it's no, the ritva frektus va akasha of Taisvis. What is Taisvis asking? That is the Ritva's kasha. Yeah. The Remisa Nami Yavad, yeah, but Taisis, that's how Taisis says. A Meforish, a Rav Yaakov, the Olainish, the Bemeilo, Perik, Kotche, Mizbeach, Muki, Haikro, Davke, Bishmoine, Shrotze. So Rav Yaakov, the Olainish says a different Teretz. He says, Rashi is a kasha. Rashi found a new Pasuk. There's a Pasuk that says, Bechol Asher Sirmois, So Rabbi Yaakov the line is said that the Gemara Mila Muki Haikro Davke Bishmeine Shrotzim. This pasuk is like speaking about Shrotzim, but only the Shmeine Shrotzim. Kedersiva Shehivdalti Lochem Letamei B'Muvdolim Dibarakosov. It's speaking of the Torah was Mavdol the Shmeine Shrotzim. So Mamela, this pasuk is speaking about the Shmeine Shrotzim. So Mamela, therefore, you can't say Ochal Potise like Chomesh or Ochal Nemole like Sheish of this pasuk. This pasuk is speaking about Shmeine Shrotzim. The Taisus Arosh asks on Taisvis. About Al Kaponim by the Shmeine Shrotzim, it comes out, there's another laugh. So why did he go to Ochel Tzire Loike Sheish? A different mean. Say, Ochel Echad Miya Shmeine Shrotzim Loike Sheish. You can have, in the Sheretz HaOretz, you have others that are Loike Sheish. By the Shmeine Shrotzim. That's the Taisus HaRosh's Kasha. I would just like to be Ma'ira and Shitas Rashi. Rashi seems to hold by us that Remes is Koilol, is only Koilol, Chayis Gedoilus. That's Rashi Sheeted. Remes is not Sheretz. Rashi in Chumash, in Bereshis, Pasuk Chav Dalet, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Elokim Toitzei Haoretz Nefesh Chayil Lemina, Vehema Bo Remes Vechayisei Eretz Lemina Vayehi Chayim. So Rashi says, Voremes heim shrotzim, sheheim nemuchim veroimsim ala oretz, venirim ki'ilu negrorim shein hiluchen nikar. Kol roshein remes v'sheretz v'sheineinu rirung. That's in, so al koponim, Rashi in Chumash is very interesting. There's a maral there that according to the Maral, be in Nisyashi of Rashi Sheet. Abol Koponim, the Pashtus of Rashi, what I was always given over there, that Rashi holds that Remes is Grat, a Loshen of Shirutz. Al Koponim, the Gemara says that we can't say there's a Machloikis Tanoim if you're Marbe Dogim, because Dogim Azichanat Gedule Kalke. So what is the Machloikis? So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Ravina, Oifais Ikebinayo. The Machloikis is, can you purchase Oifais with Mois Maisa Shaini? Laman Doma Primi Privi Gidule Karke, Haninami Gidule Karke Dino. So this is Gidule Karke, then the Zainim in a Karke Oifis. Laman Di Oma Vlad Vlad Oisa Oretz, you need Vlad Oretz. Hani oifes min harikak nivru. They were not nivra min haoret, they were nivra min harikak. Harikak is a imari substance, but it's not oretz. Agavuche, there's a difference between oretz and adomo. Adomo is earth. So memela in rikak could be this earth also. But when we're speaking about, you need vlodeis haoretz, oretz means bereishis bor lakim es ha-shamayim ve-es haoretz. Does not mean earth. It means either Oretz is the Yabosha, or Oretz is a land, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Ha'amim. It's not some Emele. Vlodeis Oretz is Toitzi Ha'oretz. that the Oretz mitzad atzmoi created that vlada isa Oretz. Rikak is not Oretz. There's earth there, but that's not Oretz. So memele, so if you need vlada isa Oretz, you memayit oifis. If you don't need, so bakitzer, we will see the machloikis, these two tanoim, if you need, it has to be domoi, Tutstadim, a dimion of Tutstadim, Keina Prat, or a dimion of Tweetstadim. The Tanikama held, you need Primi, Privi, Gidule, Karke. So it's Doime and Tutstadim. And the Tana Basra held that you need has to be Doime and Tweetstadim. You need Primi, Privi, Gidule, Karke, and Vlodi Soritz. And Oifis are not Vlodi Soritz. Zog de Gemore, man de marbi oifis, my time, eh? The one that is marbi oifis, what's his time? Man de mamayet oifis, my time. Zog de Gemore, man de marbi oifis, the one who's marbi oifis, kesovar, kilolo, basro, dafke. We mentioned before a klal, prat, or klal is a combination of two stiradike limudim. It starts off with a klal or prat, she'ein bechlal elo mashe beprat, and ends up with a prat or klal, which is klal moisef ala prat. So the one that's marba oifes, he holds, and these two stiradike limudim, klolo, basre, dafke. The iker is the klal basre. Prat or klal, it's really a klal. Prat or klal nas, a klal moisev ala prat. Visrabi luhu kol mili. So you marbe everything. Vahani klolikame, the klolikame, which creates a miut, because the klolikame makes it a klal or prat. Limuti kol de loidomile mishneitz dodim. That if it's not doime bishneit stodim, so memela that's nismay. But as long as there's a dimyum mishneit stodim, so that's good. So oifis which are doime to the prat mishneit stodim is good. Uman de memayit oifis, the tane basas memayit oifis, ksove klole kamo davke, the iker of a klal prat, a klal, it's a klal prat. Klal prat, vein bechlal ala mashe beprat. So we should be memayet a lot of things. Hani ein midechin eloi, vahani klola basril ribuye kol de domi lei mishloishet stodim. So then we need it should be domi lei mishloishet stodim. Zogt Rashi. My time with the man the marbi oifis, kusova kol heicha de ika klal o prat o klal, Klolo basra ike u basra yozlin. Vavle prato klal. Vnase klal moise vala prato. Malbi kol mili. U klolo kama da osi lemute. Ulemei mal de nidrishe bechlal o prat. Vein bechlal o mashe be prat. Vle nir be midi. That's the purpose of the klal kama. Lezlin em basra. We don't go according to the first klal. U miyu ahani pute. It helps a little. Lemeima, the chimarbe, klole basre. We have a ribuy of the klal basre, klal moisev ala prat. Loi kol mili marbe. We shouldn't be marbe kol mili. Ela ke eina prat, ma de domile mi beis stodim. That's what's domile mi beis stodim. Da havi pri mi pri begidule karko. Misrabi na mi oifes bahaydine. Ulemute dogim leidomile ela bechatsa bepri mepri it's not gedule karke. Man de memayit oifes kesova kol heicha de ika klalo prat klole kamo davke. So the iker is the klal kamo. Ve'ein bechlal ela mashe beprat umemayit kol mili vafilo mayde domile beprote. V'hoda kosev klola basra lafuki mimiyuta de klola kama b'mikzis. So then the klal basra wants a little bit to be mafkiye from the miyut of the klal kama. Lasuye miyo midi didome leprote bechol gimel tstodim. So yamarbe, something that is doime to the prat, which has three characteristics of the prat. Avi pri mi pri, begidule karke, Vlad Vlodeisa Oretz. Zog Taisvis. Ahani klolo kame lemute kol de loidomilei mishnei tzdodim. Vim taima, fragt eis, so it comes out that however you hold, you need, it either should be doime b'shnei tzdodim or b'gimel tzdodim. Verkehrt, we mentioned before, the Ritva says that a prato klal is moisev kol dovo, so he says, but it has to be doime in one side. That's what the Ritva says. So a klal prato klal is either, it needs a dimion of two tzdodim or three tzdodim. Ahani klal kamel amuti kol do loidom ilay mishnei tzdodim. Vim taimar de benoze beperikimul minim omar, the Gemara asks, my iko ben tre proti uklolo, what is the difference if you have two protim and one klal, le tre klolo you proto, or if you have a klal prato klal. And for the Gemara say, tre klolo you proto, I ike de domile afilu bechatzad marbinim. Afilu it is daime in one side, you also marbe. Trei proti uchlole, ad domile mishnei tzdodim. That's what the Gemara says in Noze. Aber akoponim shteitach do, that a klal prat a klal, as long as it's daime bechatzad is also good. Mashmed bechatzad tzagi. And our Gemara says, you zicha need at least two tzdodim. And that's why we're mamayit dogim, because dogim is not tutzdodim, it's not kedulei karke. The yeshloimah zoktoisves the shnei tzdodim dohoche have kechatzad dohosam. That which our Gemara calls shnei tzdodim is that what the Gemara there calls one tzad. The shnei tzdodim pri mi pri vigidulei karke shavin heim. These are equal tzodim. That means these are both equal characteristics of Bokor and Yayim Veshecha. Both are primi pri, both are gidulei karke. So if both of them are shovim, haiminai mafkis. So memela, this is called one tzad, even though you have, it's one tzad with A and B. But this guv is doch the one tzad. Since they're equal tzodim. Beperik hamed the kedushin, gabi shein va'ayin, dorish, the Gemara darshins, ma prat mefurish mumin shebegoloi, ve'ein echoizer. There the Gemara also darshins to tzodim. Shein va'ayin is mumin shebegoloi, ve'ein echoizer. And then it doesn't grow back. Honam itzodim shovin. It's also tzodim shovin. So memela, tzodim tu tzodim shovim tu tzodim shkulim is considered one tzad. Because haiminayim afkis. Voho de porich osam lemeimer maha prat mefeirish mumin shebegolui u botel mimeloche ve'enoi chayzer. That the ene chayzer means that the tachlis that this Eva was doing does not return. That means if you take out an ayin, so he doesn't see anymore. If he takes out a shein, so that bokim can't chew anymore. Hainu, so l'chayre, so there the Gemara now wants to say, this is a third tzad. Now, this third tzad already, it seems this is not shkulam, we'll see soon. This is a third tzad. Now, so what's pshat in this? So Taisa says, "Hainu leman di omar klola kama davke." This is going according to the man di omar that holds klola kama davke, and you need hastis or memela. We're memayit everything, and we're only moisif. So there has to be diamond tweetstodim dal kolchoch. So memela, the Masha explains the one that holds two tzodim shkulim are considered one. And one tzad that's not shokul, that's considered two. So memele, so that's pshat nagamor. If you hold the klola basra iker, so you need two tzodim shkulim. So that is, so two tzodim shkulim is primi privi gedulei karke. The man the yomad holds klola kama iker, So then you need two tzadim shkulim, which is one, and one tzad that's not shokul. That's Lodi Sa'oretz. So Memela, so Taisva says, so that, there the Gemara that asks, you should need a third tnai. The third tnai should be ubotel memeloch of einochayza. Hainu, so that's a tzad she'enoi shokul. Hainu laman diyoma klola kamed bavke. That's if yod klomel klola kamed bavke. This is not a tzad shokul. This is a tzad gerua mehanoch. How do you know this is a tzad gerua? Midiko mishani, because the Gemara answers are there. There's a ribi lachovshi yishalchen ribui that we're marbe, even though it's not bottle mimlachtoi. Vimshovu hu amay mabino leitvei mishar tzadim. So, Kochi, you have to say, this is a tzad gerua. So now, Taisvis was magdir the inyan. That if you hold klola basre iker, so then, so two tzadim shkulim is equivalent to one tzad, so memele, so that's the gemara in Nozir. So, abi it's doime in one tzad, or two tzadim shkulim, which is equivalent to one tzad. If you hold klola kame iker, so then you have, there has to be doime more than one tzad, Then you need a tzad gerua plus a tzad that's not gerua, a choshev tzad. Priyai sugya isa bechulim b'seif elu treifes gabi arbe. Also, there the Gemara says a lot of tenoyim, and it seems that's all called one tzad because the tzodim shkulim. Let's be marbe another thing. So we should be marbe another tnai. That other tnai is a tzad gerua, and a tzad gerua is only if you hold klola kame ikel. Va'oid oimari. Now the Ri says another teretz. The osi shaper full of mandioma klola basra. Davke, ulididei nami tzor shiyadame b'chol tzdodim achshuvim. Now, so the Tosfos Rosh explains that two tzdodim chshuvim, even though they're not shkulim, is also called one tzad. Afa b'shechet choshe mechaveiroi. Rak shalaiye tzad gorua yoyse midai. Afa laman diyoma klola kamo davke, matzrech shiyadoi ma'af b'tzad gorua harbei. And which is called a tzad choshuv, and which is called a tzad gerua, badovor mosul lechachomim lahakir eze tzad gerua shechel kimboi. Zog te gemore weiter. Omar Rab Yehude mishmei derav shmur bar shiles mishmei derav. Mi arvin, one is permitted to be ma'arev befa'afuin bechalag loigois, over good goniyos, avoloi bechozes, veloi bekofniyos. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, the Ritva says, shekol elu necholim kimoy shehein. So all these things, these minim, are minim that are edible the way they are, and a person sometimes, that's his kviyas, that's his sude. Gudgoniyis alaindere belas is also a type of a yerek. So memele, these three minim are we said that the nechel kamei shehein, and the person sometimes is kamei suda. Frek the gemores vasanye gudgoniyos merube bonim yoichlo, a person who has many children, because gudgoniyos uktarashim mamitin es hazera. So memele, it is not a healthy machel. Is merubei bonim, a person who has many children, yoichlo, it won't be mazikim. Chasuchei bonim lo yoichlo. A person who doesn't have children, he should not eat it because it's mazik. Veim hukshu lezera. If these good gonies, the kelach, the stalk of these good gonies, became hard, till the zroim of these good gonies became ripe, so then af merubei bonim lo yoichlo. Then merubei bonim also shouldn't eat it, because then it's really mazik. So bekitzer, the Gemara asks Akasha, that how could you say that good, you could be ma'arev with good gonies, since good gonies is a machol, that is mazik, by hukshu, it's mazik everyone. And by loy hukshu, it's mazik chasuchei bonim. So how could it have a teiris macho to use it for an erev? A dover hamazik is not mozin. It's not considered mozin. It's tiridik. And for the gemore, tilgemo. That what we learned, that good goniyes, yema'arev good goniyes, it's speaking about asher loy hukshu lizera. It is speaking about that is loy hukshu, the kelach is not hard. So memele, for merubei bonim, it's not mazik. Or merubei bonim. So the baraisa that says that it's good is speaking about, the memra of Rav that says that it's good, is speaking about merubei bonim, and loy hukshu lezera. So memele, it's a good machu. V'iboy yiseime lo'oilom lachasuchei bonim. Could be it's speaking about for chasuchei bonim. Ay, chasuchei bonim, it doesn't have a teiris mozein lahem, because it's mazik, and for the gemara, the chozi l'merubei bonim. But since it has been l'nozer b'yayin, uli Yisrael b'trume, alma af al gav d'lei chozi lahai, even though Yain is not Chozi Lenozer and Trum is not Chozi Yisrael, Chozi Lahai. So there's a shame mozing for someone, it's also good. Hachinami, Afo Gavle, Chozi Lahai, Chozi Lahai. The same thing. It's a very interesting Ritva. The Ritva asks, Alom de Shekashe. He says, Atzushtel. Yain lenozer and trume to Yisroel to Kudgonius. He says, there it has a teiris machel. It's a machel, yain is a machel for the nozer also. Nor are ye the sura revealei. He's not allowed to eat it. So memele, so we, a machel it is. Yain is yain, I feel for a nozer also it's a machel. No, there's Arya di Surah Rabbi. So there we say, a machal is for you also. And it's mutter for someone. So then you could use it for an Erev. But he says, if this doesn't have a Teiris machal, and this is some amovis for him, so how could the Gemara be medame? How could the Gemara be medame? A zach that Bechemtze doesn't have a teures machel, because for someone else it is a machel, to yain a trume, which Bechemtze has a teures machel, no arye de risui, a double study. I'm not allowed to eat it, but it has a teures machel. That's the Ritva's kasha on the Gemara. It says the Gemara called nicht on the, aber kaponem erzgefleckt alom de shekashe. Yeah. The boy is saying, then the Gemara says, I'll tell you another time. We have a kasha, he says, good God niyois is, how could it be good? How could it be good? L'chayre, it's not good for chasuchei bonim. Wants to say that this territory of the Gemara held that fact it's not zustel to yayin l'nozem. Kikoma Rav, that what Rav said, he could be ma'arev with good goniyos. It's speaking about behind the cookie madoi. And the cookie madoi is good goniyos that grows in Modai. And these good goniyos they don't have a bad effect. This machel is not mazik. So mainly speaking about those good goniyos. So Trashi. Chozis shachas shel tvue They cut the tvua when it starts growing and it is green, and that's eaten. So here it says that this is no good. You can't be ma'arev loy bechazis v'loy bekafnis. Kafnis tamarim roish loy bishul kol tzoch. Did not become ripe. Good goni is ma'mit nesazera. V'im hukshu haklochim ka'etz. But what happens if the stalks became hard? Shekvar tzomach behem zaroi is koshin haklochim l'chol adam. Then the kalach is kosh of everyone. Tilgim ol hodam arav ma'arvin ashaloy hukshu. V'zam arvim yesh loy bonim ba'ash techozilei. Or the last answer of the Gemara was Handekuki Madoi Gudgoni Shebemoda Yafi say. These are not mazik at all. Frag the Gemara weiter, we hear here a member of Rav. That Rav says Loi bechozis. O bechozis loi v'omarab yudam Rav kishois haps bechozis ma'arvin behem. You can make an erev with them. So it's a steer in Rav. Here Rav says you can't make, and here Rav says you can make. So the Gemara loikashe, ho mekame de osi Rav le bovel. Before Rav came to bovel, so he never saw anyone eating chazes. It was a machal behemoth. So memele, so he held, therefore, you cannot use chazes for an erif. It's not a machal odom. After Rav came to Bovel, and in Bovel he saw that chazis is a popular machel. People eat it. So Mamela, if people eat it, so Mamela, therefore Rav said that it's a machel odom. He saw it from Bovel. I once said from Rabbi Yankov Zechayna Levrochi, he said, in Europe, only behemoths ate corn. Came to America, at Megazenas, that's the same thing. The Gemara, Rav saw in Bovel, they eat chazis also. No, if they eat chazis also, so Memele has a teres machel. And Memele, it has a teres machel, so Memele, it could be ma'arev. Frech the Gemara, das getroffen a Bovel, that eat chazis, the ganze Welt essen ist kein chazis. Bovel habe rube di alme, because in Bovel hat man a pumische goyim, that they eat their chazis, so that makes it a machel. Chosanye, we don't go. But if you have the people do mishuna dekezachim. Chosanye, we learned as follows: hapul beans, basoiren barley, bahatilson, it's a different type of a machel. Shezoron, he planted it. Now these things have, in there's two chalokim, let's say pool and sa'ira, which we know what's speaking about. So there's zroim and yerokes. What's zroim and what's yerokes? Zroim is that the ikir of the thing that grows is the zera, like peas. So the ikir is the peas, not the pot. Because the peas. By barley, the ikir is the zera, that's the sa'ira. There are green leafy things that grow also, but that's not the machel. So Memele, we have here as follows. Hapul v'asoire. Now pul and soire, when they grow, the garinim grow, that's the zroim, and that's the iker, and then you have yerokis. So shezoron leyerek. This person planted it, he has no intentions of eating the pul and the soire. He wants to eat the green things that grow together with the beans and the soire. Botlo daite eitzel kolodo. So it doesn't make it a teres machel. There's no chiyuv maisa. Now we're going to be mafresh maisa on the yerokis, because this is not a machel. Lefichoch zaron chaye. After he harvested the barley, so the zroim, which he had no intentions to eat, that's chayev b'maisa, that's a machel. The yarkon potter, the green chalik, which is not edible, people don't eat, he wants to eat it, very good, but it doesn't give it a teres machel. The yarkon potter, So what's the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara's kasha is, so you see, is a bottle of daita neitzel kolodom. If people do not normally eat the yarkon, he's planting it for the yarkon, is there fine, but it doesn't give it a teres machel. So male, that's pshat in the Gemara's kasha also. Was sagst du mir? So what if they eat chaziz? It's bottle of diet and meitzel kolodom. Nowhere else in the world do they eat chaziz. It's a Michael Behemoth. It's not a Michael Odom. Now the Gemara brings the end of the Baraisa. Hashachlayim vahagargir shezoron. Shachlayim is cress. The gargir is another mean machel. Shezoron. He plants. So these macholim have yerek and they have zera, they have garinim. And here, both of them are macholim. So it says as follows. Shezoron li yerek, if he was a reya, that he wants the yerek sheboy, misasrin yerek vizera. So the yerek and zera is misasrin. Both have a teres machol. Zoron lezera, the purpose of planting it was for the garinim, misasrin zera v'yerek. Aber al koponim, that's not negeos. But it was negeos, we learned that a pool v'asoira shezoron lezera is botla daitoi. So memele, so what you tell me, ki osa rav lebovel, it's botla daitoi. And for the gemore, ki koma rav v'dagnu naiso, Zogt Rashi, Kishois Humlen. Bebovel Euchlen Chazit, Chiosa Rav Lebovel, Vechosa de Ochlilu, Oma Marvin, Mikora Oma Dei Marvin, Lierik Lechel Biyarkon, to eat the green chaylik. Zoron Chayebe Meise. Zaron chayev v'mais vav bishloi zaron metchil l'kach, even though he planted it for the yerek, he's chayev on the zera. V'yarkon potad lav midu, this is not a machel. And his planting it, his kavonis will not make it for a machel. Shachlayin krishon, agargir uruge, nechel bein zera bein yerek. These two things both are written. Ki kom harav de ma'arvim behem, v'dagnu naise, b'chozi shegodl begine. This is a different type of chozi. The kula al mochlo, this is edible. The chozes that grows in the fields, that's not edible. The chozes that grows in the gin, it's a different machel. This is a machel and this is edible. Zog Taisvis. Ubovel have rube da alme vosanye. We learned that you say botla daite eitzel kolodom. Tema. Zog Taisvis. Amailo mishani. Kid mishani beperik chobis. We learned the Masech de Shabbos. We learned the Masech de Shabbos that the Gemara wanted to, there was, Beis Menachem used to be Seichtim Remoinim. So they used to be Seichtim Remoinim. They had a multitude of Remoinim. They used to make Remoinim juice. So the Gemara wanted to say that since we see they made juice out of it, so it's called Derech Lischait, so Mamela should be a Chiev of Mefarik. So the Gemara says, because Beis Menachem did it, so that gives it a Teres Mefarik, a Teres Mashke. They're the only ones that used to be Seichet Remainim, so it doesn't give it a Teres Mashke. So the Gemara brings a Raya, was haste. You do look at what some people do. In Arvie, they used to, the Kaitzim that used to grow, they used to harvest these Kaitzim and give it to their Gmalim. So the Kaitzim had achshivas by them. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar said, Amakayim koitzim bekerem is loike, because since an arvi it has achshivas, so mamela becomes klaya kerem. So the Gemara says, so you see for Rabbi Elazar, that if in certain places they're machshiv a certain inyan, so it has achshivas. So mamela, so who adin, if the Beis Menachem, there used to be seichet remainim, Beis Menashe, used to be Seichet Remainim, so it has a Chshivas of a Mashke. Zog the Gemara, mi domi, Arviye Asre. Arviye is a place, is a country. Here you have a whole country that's Machshiv Koitzim. So we see that Koitzim has a Chshivas. Hocha, Beis Menashe, the Tayochet, there's a mishpocha, they used to make Ramayinim juice. But Ladaite Eitzel Kolodim. So you see the Gemara differentiates between a place, a Mokim, and the Yechidim. So Mamela, Frechtach, Toysa, so what's the Kash and Rav? In Bovel is an Asra, is a place, and Mamela, if they eat, Choses in Bovel, so that means there's a Teres Machel, so Mamela can use it for Erevin. Mashenken, you have one Meshugino plants pool for the Yerikshe boy, so Vashteitzach, his Rotzen cannot make it for a Machel. So Taisus, the Hosam, Yeshleim, the Hosam Vadi Shach Lechalik, the Kulal Menami. He says, that's what you see from the Gemara, that a Mokim has a Cheshivis. The Kula Alma Nami im Hoyulam Gemalim Harbek Arvye Hoyum Mekaimim Koitzim Besodei Seyim. That means the Anhoge that the Arvim had was a sensible Anhoge. And this Anhoge came about because they are out of Miteres necessity. If you have a lot of Gemalim, so Koitzim have a Cheshivis. Lachain yesh chashivis ba'asra, avul beis menashye afal pi shekol oilom nami, im hoyo lehem remoinim hoyo soichtim. That's also true, that what they used to be soichet remoinim, because they had an abundance of remoinim, she used to use the juice also. Aber kiven doi have elachad gavre bot ladaiti. Even though they're doing a sensible inyan, but al koponim, we cannot reckon with it because it's only chad gavre. Avol hoche shebechol ha'olam yesh chazis. The whole world has chazis. Veloy ochli, so pshat is that what in Bovel they eat chazis? This is a mishunadik anhoge. This is not pshat is that from Bovel we see that chazis is a machl. Everyone has chazis and no one eats it. So therefore you can't differentiate between Asro Legavra. Let us see the next sutosis, and this is going on the Gemara Vaitem. Lefichach Zaron Chayiv V'yalkon Potter. V'ein Lahakshois Mai Lefichach. What's the Lefichach? Oktoni de Botlo Daitoi. So what is the lefichoch? It says botlo daitai. So what? Lefichoch zaron chayiv v'yalkam potter. Because meima, I could say botlo daitai le'inyin de misacher acher avoy shlish kedin zera. Orienteirim in a role yofi. In order to understand this thesis, let's see the next thesis. Then we'll come back to this thesis. Lezera misasrin zera v'yerek. We had by shechlayim and gargir, if a person planted it lezera, it's misasr zera v'yerek. He planted it leyerek, misasrim yerek v'zera. Teima fektois v'es l'chayre de tanez meyredik marech. Amar lo ire v'toni luhu zoran lezera oy leyerek. If he planted it for one or two, misasrin zera v'yerek. Boy Marie, zukteri azay. Teheicho de zoran leyerek. If the purpose of the planting was for Yerek, have a Yerek Iker. So we have two things growing. We have Yerek and Zera. Is Yerek Iker. Umis Aser Haker Acher Lekite Ki Yerek. The din is there's a difference in this man, which, how do you, the Meiser has to be, the first 2 years is Meiser Ishan and Meiser Sheni, the third year is Meiser Oni. So how do you cheshben if it's called shana shlishis or shana shniyeh? So by yerokish you go basar lekite, and by zroim you go either basar ashrosha or the basar shlish kiduloi. So memele, so Taisa says as follows, the heiched the zoron leyerek. If the purpose of his planting was for the yerek, havi yerek ike. So the whole thing is a teres yerek. So the Zroim also have a din Yerek. Bein Yerek, bein Zera. Vim Zora le Zera, if the purpose was to be remembered to use Zereya for Zera, Misaser Akel, Lishaova, Achazman Aroy le Maisa Zera. She go Bosa Shlish Gedule, Vloy Bosa Lakit. Allah Hetone Bereche, Yerek Vizera. If it was Zoron leYerek, Misasren Yerek veZera, because it has Dine Yerek. Ubeseifa, when it was Zereya leZera, Zera veYerek. the bereisha yerek iker, or b'seif ezera iker. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina will be lein yeminaro ala yofe. That means we have over here a mean that has two chalokim, rezer and yerek, nirshe yerek iker, when the yerek is iker, havi yerek yofe, and the zera is the ro. So memele then one should be meisel, the yerek and the zera. So, bekitzer, something that is oimed for two shimushim. So, what is the ikir shimish? What is magdir? If it's zera or yerek, what is magdir? What's the yof and what's the ro? His kavon is magdir. So, memele, so that's by something that's oimed for both. Now let's go back to the previous taisa. Fikar zaron chaye v'yar kampota. Ein lachis maila fikar haktoni de botlo daite. Dika lemeima, so taisa says, without telling me yar kampota, I would think dika lemeima botlo daite le'inye, not that it's not chaye v'maisa. No, he was machshiv the yerek over the zera. So I would think botlo daite, that he can't be machshiv the yerek over the zera. And what? No, the zera zikar. Linyan di misas acha boy shlish kedin zera. Hey, linyan teir min a rola yofa kinyan lagabi de zera. That's what I would think botla daite. But to tell me botla daite doesn't have a teiras machel in ganzen, that I wouldn't know. So that's why he says, lefikoch, zaron chaye viyar kompoter.